Now, just to bring you up to date with the breaking news this lunchtime, it is that the death has been announced of former US Secretary of State Colin Powell at the age of 84. He was a four-star US Army general, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff between 1989 and 1993 under President George H. Bush and George W. Bush during the 1991 Gulf War, in which the United States led forces expelling Iraqi troops from neighbouring Kuwait. He was described very often as a moderate Republican. He later served as Secretary of State between 2001 and 2005 under President George W. Bush, and was the first African-American to hold either position. According to a statement from his family, he died of COVID complications. His family said he was fully vaccinated and paid tribute to the medical staff who had treated him. The death of former US Secretary of State Colin Powell. More no doubt on that on our programmes in the course of today. But before we conclude this afternoon, back to our political reporter, correspondent Micheál Lehane, just for a final word on the COVID situation here. Micheál, the National Public Health Emergency Team meeting today to consider its recommendations in relation to Friday's further relaxation of COVID restrictions. What more do we know this lunchtime?
I think the view or the feeling is that perhaps even in NPHET itself, there are fairly mixed views there. Those views will become known to government sometime later this evening. And there are a good number of ministers in government buildings today anyway, because there is a climate subcommittee meeting taking place. So it is likely that those ministers would get sight of the recommendation, and then the party leaders of the coalition parties, they would also view them possibly tonight before an early morning cabinet meeting at 9 o'clock tomorrow makes a final decision. I mean, is there a degree of optimism in government still that there could be some easing of restrictions on Friday? I think there is. The view is that there hasn't been a strong counter-argument put to it yet, at least, but much hinges, as always, on what Dr. Tony Houlihan, the Chief Medical Officer, has to say later.
So we should know where we stand in terms of a government decision by this time tomorrow, perhaps, Micheál?
Yeah, I think it would be very clear by this time tomorrow. There's a possibility that there could be some signals as well by later on tonight. I think what is fairly clear, though, is that if the initial plan was to pare back nearly all those rules and regulations around the pandemic by Friday, that won't happen. Things like COVID certs will continue, also the wearing of masks and possibly physical distancing measures. For all that, though, some ministers still believe that you could see an increase in the numbers that will be allowed to attend indoor and outdoor events by Friday.
All right, well, we'll have all that, no doubt. We certainly hope so on tomorrow's programme. But Micheál Lehane, political correspondent, thanks for that.